Zesca bemoans the vandalism of power infrastructure. Kalingalinga woman are discovered dead in a suspected murder case. In African news, Anthony Joshua's driver charged over Nigeria crash that killed two. Present the news. My name is Blessed Chwawa. Zesco Senior Security Officer Kenny Suze says vandalism of power infrastructure has in the last 2 years become rampant, escalating into one of the most costly challenges facing the country's electricity sector. Mr. Suze explains that vandalism of electricity installation has over the years evolved into an organized crime being carried out by structured syndicates countrywide. He stated that by the end of 2024, the power utility had spent over 60 million kwacha replacing vandalized installations. Mr. Suze explained that the losses go beyond damaged equipment as communities are left without electricity for extended periods. He noted that critical services such as health facilities, small businesses and households are often severely affected when transformers and service cables are stolen. Mr. Suze disclosed that criminals are mainly targeting copper components driven by high prices on the scrap and metal market. He said lawbreakers have in the recent past taken advantage of prolonged periods of power outages as a result of power rationing to commit crimes. He expressed concern that young people are being used to steal Zesco installations, while financiers and buyers of stolen copper often escape accountability. Mr. Suze has since called on communities to work closely with law enforcement agencies by reporting suspicious activities, saying protecting power infrastructure is a shared national responsibility. A woman believed to be in her early 30s has been found dead in the early hours of this morning in Lusaka's Kalingalinga compound in what is suspected to be a murder case. The deceased, who has been identified as Dorcas Chimwasu, was discovered dead by Angela Piri, who was on her way to the toilet when she stumbled upon the deceased. Miss Piri immediately alerted her neighbors, who came to see the body near their house. According to eyewitnesses, the deceased is suspected to have been raped and later killed by unknown people. However, no one heard her calling for help, Despite the suspicious circumstances leading to her death, the body has since been picked up by officers from Mutendere Police Station. Meanwhile, Kalingalinga Ward 36 Councillor Mukuvesa Nyonyi has appealed to the police to increase patrols in the area to prevent such incidents of rape and murder.
Tokera ku member of the community aside banani bachifikira ivi vanotikamba that is bachifia in non circumstances but nikamba na wa police there is a suspected rape, you know, but we are waiting for final conclusion. We are really sad as a community and we urge the police to improve on patrols because this has been ongoing and there's a pattern now. It's like when young people who are into alcoholism, they smoke, they take advantage of these young people also in that scenario.
Upper Lusenfa Ward Councillor Norris Musonda has revealed that the construction of boys' and girls' dormitories at Milombwe Secondary School is expected to commence next year. Mr. Musonda told Comban Radio News that many PBUs are currently facing serious challenges as they walk long distances to school, a situation he said affects their safety and academic performance. He further disclosed that the project has already reached an advanced preparatory stage with bricks already molded. Mr. Msonda said construction works will begin immediately after the rainy season comes to an end.
The project Mukwai for working. So kwali ku kwimisha kwa bantu kuombe kutama udama bricks so no kuno kushari wacho no kushari wacho so next year come next year just after rain funga nganga yapwa kutwa mpira mbaya abana barachura mkwa abenge bafumashima nda mwe bonko mbanda mwe bonko ko ko bafu ko bafu but mboma kusoma ila za ya mpo zawadi then kuse kuse abana no abasa abasa izi ebe na pasu papi nipata mbaya kwati from kang from aparon same for sendro pada pali kwati about 12 kilometers to the pass course. Mulala is about 10 to 15 kilometers. Then from Mboma is about 8 to 10 kilometers.
A concerned Mufurila resident, Elijah Biete, has brought smiles to the faces of 360 inmates and staff members at Mufurila Correctional Facility with a special New Year luncheon. Speaking at the luncheon, Mr. Biete emphasized the importance of reflection, growth, and fresh starts for the inmate despite their current situation. Mr. Biete also called on the community to join in spreading cheer to those in need, especially for the people like the inmates. Mr. Biete, accompanied by his team, shared a meal, danced, and mingled with the inmates. The inmates and staff expressed their gratitude for the visit, saying it brought a much needed hope and joy to their day.
That's why we thought, oh, we are part of that family. So that we may forget about that challenge you are facing, and we recognize the sorrow that can accompany this season in a correctional facility. When you are in a correctional facility, you'll be in a somber mood. You'll be taken away. If you are putting to Kenya, Kiaya, you'll be seeing my family outside, you know, celebrating, and I'm now here incarcerated. We thought we come and join you in celebrating the year 2026 so that you are not in that somber mood. Our goal today is to offer a moment of respite, a chance to share.